Well, good afternoon. Good to be here. Great day. This is going to be a fun day. A lot of pitchers. Last night, my best friend and wife Jean and I spent Friday evening at the Irvine Spectrum, where we got to plant seeds to 36 people. And it was God really blessed the outreach. It was really fun being able to talk to the people and to spread God's truth. An important work of being a follower of Jesus Christ and a member of the United Church of God is sharing God's truth and spreading the good news about the kingdom of God. Even the plaque on the lectern, this plaque here says, "We preach the gospel and we prepare the people." Paul says, and we're all familiar with this, "I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase." Today we're going to talk about a few new activities a follower of Jesus can do to plant and water spiritual seeds. First, I'd like to give praise and recognition to Ann Tower and Mr. Enrique Badal. Ann planted the seed in my mind of an activity that was being done in another UCG congregation to plant and water spiritual seeds. I met with Mr. Badal, and he watered the seed by donating his artistic time and skill in developing some new tools we can use locally to plant and water spiritual seeds. The title of this message is Activities to Plant and Water Spiritual Seeds. The first activity involves a two-sided business card. This is a standard business card. It's 2 inches high and 3 inches wide. They are small and easy to carry, and you can keep the cards in your pocket or purse while working or when you're not working. You can even buy an inexpensive business card holder to protect the cards, which I have here. I haven't used one of these since I was working, but now I do have it, and I have 3 business cards that I carry that will help spread the truth. The business card contains 6 pictures of the UCG books taken most often at our retail malls in 2022. There are 3 pictures on one side and 3 pictures on side 2. We have been displaying UCG booklets at retail outlets since 2010. And during this time, we have identified some key information important to people who have taken books. And we have included this key information on this business card. The first is the word free, because God's Holy Spirit and the word free attract most of the people, including the picture of the booklets. When we're at the mall, all we show are the pictures of the booklets, the word free, and we let God move people to our table and to look at the books. And yesterday we had, or last night we had 36 people come to the table and take booklets. We have the second word is non-denominational on this card. And we have found that most people are willing to take and read books if they are written by an organization who is non-denominational. The third is Bible study aids. We have found that most people who come to the table and take our books, want to know what the Bible teaches and not what man teaches. So that's a key word for them. At the retail malls, we encourage people who take a book to look up the scriptures in their Bible when reading the book. For ordering books, we have included two ways to order the book. We have included the website address, and we have included the QR code. If a person scans the QR code with their phone, their tablet, or notebook, they will automatically be taken to the website address, that's the UCG website address, where 59 books are located. The person can then, they can order a free book, or they can read that book online, or they can download that book as a PDF file and keep it on their computer or their iPhone and read it anytime they want. The Bible says to be ready to give an answer. So now let us review some ways the business card can be used to help give an answer. By keeping the business cards in our pocket or purse, we can capitalize on unexpected opportunities to hand them to people. For example, if you hear of someone or talking to someone or hear someone say that they are having trouble facing our troubling world events, you can hand them a card and say something like this. The website on this card has many Bible study aids with valuable information on how one day there will be peace in this world. You can order the free book, or you can read it online, or you can download it as a PDF file. You can even show them how the QR code works with their phone. Business cards can also be displayed on your office desk in a business card holder. When I was, if I was still working at Goodwill, I would have one of these business card displays on my desk, because I had a lot of meetings with people in my office. I had vendors, parents, participants, employees, and other business associates. If I was working today, I'd have those business cards displayed on my desk so that the person I'm talking to could see it. And God willing, God will move them to want to take a business card, maybe ask me a question, or go to the website and get a booklet for them to read. Each business card costs about 5 cents to print and ship. And by the way, we have these business cards here today, and I'll put them on the display rack here so you can grab two or three of them, take them with you this week. And from now on, they'll be on the rack here. Since these cards cost 5 cents, we need to be good stewards of God's money. So we need to be very selective on how we use them. Be creative, and please let us remember to ask God to inspire us and guide us on who to give the cards to and where to display the business cards. Now, brethren, let's review the next activity, but first let us review what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 31 to 33. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 31 to 33, Jesus said, "Do not fear, you are more valuable than many sparrows. Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven." See, the Bible Knowledge Commentary says Jesus was instructing his followers not to be fearful. In addition, Christ was also instructing his followers to be faithful and to confess or acknowledge Jesus before people. Our Lord promised his followers that if we confess or acknowledge him before people, our Lord would confess and acknowledge his followers before his Father. Now, if Christ's followers failed to confess or acknowledge Jesus before people, our Lord would deny them before his Father who is in heaven. Brethren, this business card that we have today and the other activities that we go over in this message will help us give an answer and help us confess or acknowledge Jesus before people. Now let's look at the second activity. Okay. This is the second activity involves a two-sided mailer. Okay. These mailers are 4 inches high and they're six inches wide. The mailer contains 16 pictures of our UCG booklets taken most often at the retail malls in 2021. There are 8 pictures on one side and 8 pictures on side 2. One way to distribute the mailer is to insert them in an envelope with your check when you're paying your bills. Unfortunately, some envelopes are not 4 inches high. Therefore, we will have to trim the bottom of the mailer so that it fits into an envelope that is less than 4 inches high. Do not fear, because there is room to trim the top and the bottom of the mailer without damaging the pictures. Next time, we're going to try to have the printer cut it down to scale for us. When mailing someone not in the church, you can insert this mailer into an envelope when God's Holy Spirit inspires you. Both of these activities can be done without leaving the home. The mailer costs 8 cents each. Therefore, we want to be selective on how and when we use them. Please remember to ask God to inspire and guide us on how and who to send the mailer to. Let's review one challenge to planting and watering spiritual seeds. One of the challenges in spreading God's truth is fear. Fear is the devil's greatest illusion, and Satan will use fear to try to keep us from planting and watering spiritual seeds. Over the years, I have experienced this fear many, many times. Over the years, when I saw an opportunity to plant and water, I would suddenly feel fearful, sometimes anxious, and sometimes embarrassed. At that moment, I have learned over the years to remind myself that fear does not come from God unless we are in a dangerous situation. What I do is I look around, and if I find myself not in a dangerous situation, then I know the fear is not coming from God. It's coming from Satan, because he wants to prevent me from planting and watering spiritual seeds. And what I do is I immediately ask God to remove the fear and replace it with a feeling of courage and peace. Then I proceed with the activity of planting and watering spiritual seeds. just prior to coming up here today to speak about planting and watering spiritual seeds, as we were singing, I felt anxious, embarrassed. I didn't want to come up. I knew that wasn't coming from God. That was Satan trying to keep me from sharing this information with you. So I walk through that fear, come up, and do what I need to do. Okay, let's look at the third activity. You plant and water spiritual seeds. The third activity involves a two-sided postcard with 16 pictures. This postcard is identical to the mailer, except the paper is thicker and it's heavier. These postcards can be pinned on public bulletin boards located in the community. You can find public bulletin boards at retail stores like coffee houses, grocery stores, laundromats, and libraries. My favorite place to pin these postcards is at a Starbucks during the busiest time of the day. Another place to place this postcard is in a Bible in a hotel room when you're at the feast and you're ready to check out. Insert the card into the Bible, into the front section of the Bible, so that when a person opens that Bible, he will see our postcard with our pictures of all of our booklets. Waiting rooms in a medical office, a hospital, hair and nail salons, barbershops, or just other areas where you can place these postcards. The postcard costs 9 cents each. Therefore, we want to be selective on when and how we use them. Let's be creative and let's ask God where to place them. These postcards can also be displayed in a plastic holder where people can pick them up as they pass by. I have one displayed in my home. As president of the HOA's association, I have many meetings in my home. I have people coming and going in my house all the time. So what I have done is I have a postcard displayed with three postcards. I only put three in there. In a location that can be easily seen when people come in and come out. Waiting rooms and countertops in a retail business are other excellent locations to place a display. But please talk to the owner of that particular business to get permission to display those postcards. I do have some postcard displays available to purchase. I got them at $5 a cost because I bought them in bulk. And they'll be here, the postcards and the mailers, they'll also be here with the business cards. Now let's review the fourth activity to plant and water God's spiritual truth. The fourth activity is distributing UCG English and Spanish magazines. Laundromats are a great location to place one English and one Spanish magazine, and there are people here that already do this. If the laundromat is very busy, you might want to place two or three English and Spanish magazines. The best days to place these magazines is a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, because they are the busiest days. Carry magazines in your car, and when God inspires you, place them in a different laundromat during your daily travels. You know, when UCG prints the magazines, they always print an overrun. So they have extra magazines after they distribute it to all the people who order or receive the magazines. So they have extras, and they're available. And the last time I checked, they were costing like 5 cents each to print. I don't know if that's the current price, but we order them from UCG and we have them up here. So if we don't use them, it would be a waste. It would be nice to take those magazines and place them in laundromats so other people can read them. And maybe God will inspire them to come into the church. If anything, you get credit for planting and watering a seed, or trying to plant and water. Mail slots indoors is another great place to insert an English or Spanish magazine. Many businesses and private homes have mail slots in their front door instead of a mailbox. According to the United States Postal Service article number 3419, dated April 7th, 2020, on the uspostalservice.com, people like us are allowed to insert a flyer or a magazine into the mail slot on a door or a building. You can't put it in the mailbox, but you can put it through the mail slot. Gene and I used to do this a lot. We would go to a business park, because most of the businesses have mail slots, and we would walk and place magazines into the mail slots on the different buildings. Today, I occasionally do this in San Clemente on Del Mar Street. You know, I could be wrong, but I believe this is the only outreach that we have where a person can receive a physical blessing by walking and a spiritual blessing by planting and watering spiritual seeds. Now, brethren, let's look at the fifth activity. Okay, the fifth activity involves distributing UCG books. The two book racks that you see over here on, it would be your left side, contains 24 English and 24 Spanish UCG books that we can use to plant and water spiritual seeds. The 24 English and 24 Spanish booklets are the ones newcomers or first-time visitors ask for the most. These two racks do not contain all the books available, because there are 59 books on the UCG website. The slide shows some of them, and some of them are very interesting. There are several ways to distribute these booklets. First, you can hand them to people, right? Person to person. Second, you can mail them to people. Rose Norgren used to do this a lot with a written letter. She would mail them. I have done this activity a few times and found the postage to be costly. And I will discuss a better way to do this further on in the message. Third, you can order a book online and have it mailed to the person you are trying to help. So if you know of someone who wants a book, instead of running here and grabbing a book, you can call the home office, or you can go online, you can order the book and have it delivered to the person that you want to send the book to. A woman, a couple weeks ago, asked at the mall if we could mail a booklet to her friend, because she knew her friend needed this particular booklet that we had. We showed her how she can go to the UCG website and order it herself and have it mailed to her friend. And the reason we did that is because, God willing, she might also order a book for herself, because when she goes to that website, she'll see all 59 books that are available. And maybe God will allow one of them to catch her particular interest. Now let's review the sixth activity to plant and water a spiritual seed. The sixth activity involves emailing people, not in a church. Here is a sample email to a person encouraging them to learn the truth about what the Bible teaches about the Ten Commandments. The email shows a picture of a book entitled The Ten Commandments and a sample brief message that says, "Greetings. Many people believe that the Ten Commandments are done away with. The Bible does not teach this untruth. The Bible entitled The Ten Commandments accurately teaches what the Bible says about the subject. You can request a free copy to be mailed to you, or you can read it online, or you can download a PDF file." And then I have the URL on where they can go. Brother, this email can plant or water a spiritual seed, and it could allow a person, or could allow God to draw a person into action if it's His will. In addition, this method is less expensive and easier than mailing a booklet. And that's important because booklets are expensive, and we want people to look at our books digitally in a PDF file or read them online because it's less expensive for the church to send them or to print the books and so forth. However, we don't discourage not handing the books out. This week, I sent an email like this one, like the one I just showed you, to a vendor of our HOA on the booklet about marriage and family, because he was talking in our conversation. He brought up some things he wanted, and so I sent an email like this with a copy of our marriage and family booklet and told him where he can go and get them. And he thanked me for it. I have started to set up this outreach now in my home because as I grow older, I know one day I will not be able to physically participate at the malls. However, I will still be able to use my computer and email to plant and water spiritual seeds. So these methods can be used at almost any age to plant and water spiritual seeds. The number of free email addresses available to develop multiple contact lists are numerous, and you can find email addresses anywhere. Once you develop an email list, you can start emailing people. The technology in this outreach allows each of us, and this is amazing, allows each of us to plant and water spiritual seeds in all the world. If we gather, think about it, if we gather three email addresses in every country in the world, and we mail them an email similar to this, we will be planting and watering spiritual seeds in all the world. When God said that His seed will be planted in all the world, that technology that we have today was not available then, but it is today. Now, brethren, let's review the seventh activity to plant and water spiritual seeds. The seventh activity involves a portable wire display, similar to the one we displayed here. They're lightweight, portable, and easy to use. They can be put in front of grocery stores like Rouse or Albertsons. There is one brethren in San Joaquin Valley who does this particular outreach. You can use them at strip malls or any other public sidewalk where there is a lot of foot traffic. Be creative look for stores where a store manager is already allowing vendors to display their product in front of their stores. Then talk to the manager for permission to display our booklets. We have two portable wire racks available if you want to be involved. Now let's begin concluding this message with this last thought. Brethren, we all know about the importance and benefits of giving a tenth of our money to God. Well, brethren, what about the importance and benefits of giving a tenth of our time awake doing activities which may plant and water spiritual seeds? Brethren, the Bible teaches that we are to be God's fellow workers and we are to plant and water spiritual seeds. Therefore, brethren, let's do the right thing. Let us start spending 10% of our time awake planting and watering spiritual seeds by using some or all of the activities we discussed today.